Paris Hilton is looking for a new best friend, a BFF, best friend forever. Now, Laura has made a little a video today.
Okay.
Because that's what you have to do. You have to upload a video online to the Paris website. These are the kind of people that have been on there already.
I want to be your new BFF, forever swearing, times 10 squared, with a V snap right in the middle of it.
That's one of the applicants. He's uploaded a video on the website. That's Lola Granola. And here's Jamie.
I'm a sperm donor, baby. I don't know my dad, nor am I going to find him. So if you're a sperm donor in Tucson, Arizona, don't worry. I'm not coming after you.
Not annoying at all. This is why you could so be a best friend. These people are rubbish. And there's Ethan.
Because I'm fabulous, and everyone else loves me, or at least they should. And if you don't like it, I could really care less. And that's from the heart.
That's from the heart. He's fabulous.
I don't like him.
I'm fabulous.
You're not.
I'm fabulous.
No, I don't agree.
I'm fabulous.
No, shut up.
Toothless. We ever got near you.
Right, so we've done the video today. It'll be up online tomorrow, or maybe even by the end of today. They're working furiously.
Oh, they
upstairs.
Well, normally you do this kind of thing yourself.
No, I've handed it over.
Delegated for once?
So here's Laura doing her Paris BFF, best friend forever, audition.
Dear.
This video, a bit like the P. Diddy one, is going on her website, and then she'll decide whether Laura gets to be her new best friend.
Hi, Paris. My name's Laura, and I'm going to be your new BFF. I'm 29. I've got a boyfriend. I'm from New York. I'm an author. I'm crazy and a little bit fun. And I know everything there is to know about vegetables.
Right, let's just stop that. Why did you find it necessary to say I've got a boyfriend so early on in the chat? I've got a boyfriend. So there.
I don't know, but when I was practising, I said I was single, and then I realised that wasn't true, so I just changed it round.
Also, do you...
That might make feel Paris inadequate, because it's like you're boasting you've got a boyfriend. I don't know, has she at the moment? I don't know.
I don't know. Also, do you think she really cares how much you know about vegetables, because you used to work at a fruit and veg shop in Glasgow? Do you think she cares that you know about 15 different types of apples? Or that you
That's
know
a
an
fruit. What? That's a fruit.
Oh, whatever. Or that you know an avocado from a kumquat? I don't think she cares. Anyway, moving on.
Okay, so my list of the wildest things I've ever done, which are pretty wild, I've got a list. I had an apple shot off my head by one of my friends with a paintball gun. That was wild. I won my boyfriend in a competition. Well, he kind of came fourth. I bought dodgy magazines dressed as Santa Claus. You really don't want to know about that. And I actually got David Hasselhoff to number 3 in the UK charts.
Now, that wasn't strictly you, was it, really, to be honest?
No.
Actually, though, to be honest, your wildness is a lot better than some of them.
Going to an Incubus concert. I know it sounds kind of tame and all, but it was pretty wild. We had floor tickets. We were in the mosh pit. Everyone was smashing into us.
Great.
More wild than her.
Definitely.
My exposed secret? I think if I was a celebrity, the thing that I really wouldn't want to have exposed the most is my clacker.
Now, I don't think that's really what the question meant, Laura.
Why?
They want some kind of, like, dark secret that you wouldn't want exposed if you're a celebrity.
I don't want to expose
And let's face
my
it,
clacker.
Your clacker's hardly a secret, is it?
How rude. Okay, so fitting in with the socialite circle? Well, in the UK, I'm kind of like your equivalent of Oprah Winfrey. I'm really respected in terms of broadcasting and that kind of thing, so I can handle the media. I've got loads of famous friends. Here's some pictures.
Oh, no.
This is me hanging out with the High School Musical cast. Oh, that's me and you there.
That's going to freak her out. Is that the picture from when she came into here?
Yeah, but I had...
That's not going to work.
I had to fold you off the picture.
How rude. I've been erased.
There's me and my friends McFly.
I doubt she knows who they are.
That's Bobby George, who's a famous darts champion. He's a real good friend.
That'll impress her.
Me and Danny from McFly and my boobs.
Nice.
Me and Take That, they're a bit like brothers to me.
Yeah.
And me and Mel C, although I do get on better with Victoria Beckham, actually.
So you're just kind of impress her with all your celebrity friends, which are just people that have come into the show.
That I'm not intimidated by
That's
famous
true.
People.
You also forgot to say that you swam the channel for charity.
Oh, yeah.
Which wasn't you at all, it's David Walliams, which you won't know.
I'm allowed to put up loads of videos, so I can add that anytime.
Okay.
Now,
Bobby George.
I also look quite like you, I was thinking we could bamboozle the paparazzi. I could be your body double or something. Here's some pictures of me when I dressed up as you.
Oh, no.
Look quite good, don't I? You actually told me I look really good with the long blonde hair. And another one, that's the Paps actually taking a picture of me. You already said...
Also, you keep going...
I know what's up!
And
this is Paris Hilton search for a new BFF, not Jay McDonald.
Shut up. And then Nicole as well. When I met you, I don't know if you remember, and I've also recorded a version of your song that I'd like to share a little bit of you with you now.
Oh, no.
She mimes along to it. Right, so that is Laura's audition to be Paris Hilton's new best friend. It's going on Paris's website, and we'll see what happens. When it was P. Diddy, they were really interested. They called us.
Yeah, but this is just scary.
I know.
Do you not think she'll like it?
I don't know. We'll get it on the Paris website, and we'll get it on the Radio 1 website as soon as we can.
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1. I need to move.